The name John Dramani Mahama, or JM, is not only a brand but a household name. At 58, President Mahama has vast experience in politics. One thing is notable: his determination to leave a lasting legacy for the younger and future generations. He has demonstrated this with his vision to bridge the huge infrastructure deficit of the country. He has high energy levels and can be safely described as a workaholic. President Mahama also has an aura of confidence which shows in how he walks and even speaks to issues. Typical of any politician, President Mahama talks tough when the opportunity presents itself.
If they are riding on the message of Dumso, then they are riding a wrong horse and going in a wrong direction. Because, like I said, I'm determined to fix this Dumso problem, and I will fix it. They've told all their communicators, anytime you mention Mahama or NDC, say incompetent. So you hear Baumia and Ko say incompetent Mahama administration, incompetent. You've never held any responsibility anywhere near presidency before. You don't know what it is like to be president. So boy, you know what it is to be a president, and you stand and say incompetent Mahama administration. Anyway, my competence is not for them to judge. It is for the people of Ghana to judge.
But there is the ordinary side of President Mahama. He has a good sense of humor, a chatty personality who engages with all manner of persons. John Mahama is obviously the first president in the history of this country who is internet savvy. He is active on Twitter, Facebook, and WhatsApp platforms. President Mahama spends time watching a number of Ghanaian movies at his leisure. It is therefore not surprising that he identifies with a popular local movie actor Lil Wayne.
Somebody says the country is going back, and no, na me dream who I'm mentiasi. I can't think madness.
The president enjoys good music too. Though not a very excellent dancer, he tries some few steps when his favorite music is being played. In the recent past, President Mahama's favorite song was Yentiobia by Daddy Lumba. At informal gatherings, trust President Mahama to get onto the dance floor when Yentiobia is being played. Well, it will interest you to know that Yentiobia is no longer President Mahama's all-time favorite. He has discovered another song. At an official program at Tema a few months ago, the president sent people laughing out loud when he announced his favorite song.
When I came to Tema this morning and we're walking from the palace to these grounds, I learned a new song. They were playing Mahama Pepa, Mahama Pepa. It's the first time. And so I asked who sang this song, and they said Shatawale. And I like Shatawale's music very much, because Shata don't come like Kakai.
As he celebrates his 59th birthday in exactly 2 weeks, specifically on the 29th of this month, you may want to surprise the youthful President Mahama with a live performance from his all-time favorite artist, Shatawale.
Pepper, oh yeah, Mahama, Pepper, Pepper. Pepper. Oh yeah, Franklin Pepper.
For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevoh.